Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, it's Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thank you for checking out this week's podcast because it's the beginning of the witching season. Even for the all-age comic book sect, there are some great ones. There are three brand new graphic novels out this week that are appropriate for ages 9 and up. In superheroes, there are 1, 2, 3 comic books and one book that are going to rock your socks off for your young readers of any age. In humor, there's a blast from the past, a 50s blast from the past, that still holds up, a new graphic novel for established reader types, and a brand new classic from Adventure Time. Their Spooktacular from 2016 is out. It's this week on the podcast. So how did you find this podcast? Regardless, thank you for finding it. And if you would be so kind as to leave a review on the service to which you found it, that'd be super. Thanks a lot. The music you hear in the background is from Dexter Britton, and you can check out all of their stuff. It's very cool, chill-out work, instrumental-type stuff from Free Music Archives, and that's a great website also to support. They've got a fundraising campaign going on right now because they provide a lot of YouTubers, a lot of bloggers, and a lot of folks who are just looking for some fresh, new music, the chance to hear it and download it for free. Great site worth checking out. There are 4 cool books that your slightly older reader are going to go mental over this week. And slightly older reader being middle school, in some cases upper elementary. Let's go by them. The first one, this is a graphic novel of previously released comic books called Toil and Trouble. When these comics came out, we loved them. Every month, it seemed to top the previous issue. They came out from Boom Studios. And it's neat because it's like a behind-the-scenes reimagineering, if you were. That almost sounds like a Disney term. But it takes a look at Shakespeare's Macbeth. But it includes the three witches, kind of revolves around their story, their background, but it's an entirely new story. Like historical fiction. That's the term I was trying to think of. A historical fiction take on Macbeth. But the art in this graphic novel is fabulous. The writing, superb. You'll love it. It's realistic, so it's going to be for older readers. It's a middle school and up. Gorgeous, though. It's one of the prettiest books to come out in a long time. Another book that your middle schooler will be all over is Ghosts. And Ghosts, it's got some great pedigree behind this. It is from Ray Telgemeier. And she is the author, she's the Eisner Award-winning author behind Smile, Drama, and Sisters. And while those names may not sound familiar, if you look at the cover, you're going to say, you know what, I've seen some of those books around the school, or we've been to some of my kids' friends' house, and those books were there. They've been there. She's a hugely popular artist and storyteller. Her new graphic novel, brand new graphic novel, is called Ghosts, and it's out this week. What's the story? Katrina and her family moving to California because their little sister is sick. The sister isn't happy about having to leave the friends. And I'll be honest with you, I have not read this book. I'm just going by pedigree alone. And it is one that we're going to search out for and find it and read it. Our oldest is probably a little too young for it because he's only in first grade. But if you have a kid that's in fourth grade and up, they're going to love it. Ghosts. We love Jim Henson's Labyrinth. No secret that is. And this week, Jim Henson's Labyrinth Tales. It's a hardcover book, and it's a brand new book of fables. It all takes place through the eyes of Sir Didymus in the Labyrinth world, and what a typical day in Labyrinth looks like. And we love this for the art. We love it for the story. We love it for the sheer fantasy vibe of it. And we just also love it because it's Jim Henson. And especially during his Labyrinth days, man, that cat was on fire. Really fabulous stuff. And the creativity behind this world is one you want to search out for. It's a book, so it's going to be, $15? So it's not going to be for the average fan. But if you're looking for a great, kind of somewhat surreal and dark fable type thing, check out Jim Henson's Labyrinth. It's from Boom Studios. And again, for the middle school reader, just a coincidence, all this is kind of either dark or middle school-ish. It's not really Halloween stuff yet, but that's coming around the corner. This is Creepy Case. Creepy Case Files, Margot Malou. The Creepy Case Files of Margot Malou is the technical title for it. It's from First Second Books. It's a new graphic novel. And this is a great way for kids to learn to read, because they've got the one avenue of they can follow along with the words, or they can supplement it with the pictures. That's the way our first grader reads. This book is going to be great for upper elementary to middle schoolers and above, just because it's going to be a little darker. It deals with monsters a lot and some scary stuff. So if you're looking for a fun, middle school approachable monster graphic novel with trolls and all sorts of vampires and spooky things, check out Creepy Case Files, Margot Malou. It's a brand new graphic novel from First Second Books. A lot of the comic books or graphic novels that come into the all-age marketplace are done from comic books, and this one is no exception. It's Miraculous. And this is a French... It was originally a French cartoon series, show rather, that was then brought over from Nickelodeon, and technically it's called Miraculous, Tales of Ladybug and Cat Noir. And it has been put into a comic book, and it is, it's one that is really cool for all ages. For us, it gets a little bit confused with PJ Masks to an extent. However, Miraculous is its own thing, and in this one, you've got a person who can magically speak with the pigeons, and they instruct the pigeons to overtake a park in Paris. There you go. That's Miraculous number 5. However, it's great for all ages from Action Lab Entertainment. It's got some laughs and some action and some morals in it. One of the superhero books that you're going to encounter this week is Marvel Universe Ultimate Spider-Man versus Sinister Six. And that is issue number 3. Great for any age. It's awesomeness. And this comic book is great because it also has a couple of activities in it. It's just good, goofy, all-age superhero fun from Marvel Comics. And this storyline is pretty classic. Sinister Six. It's good, fun stuff. The Turtles have their all-age comic book also out this week. This is Amazing Adventures. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Amazing Adventures, issue number 14 from IDW Publishing. This is the second issue in the Big Dip. Big Drip, rather. The Big Drip. A new mutant that Donatello created is called the Drip. And he learns that there's a little water all over the world. And the Drip is going to go do something. The Turtles have to stop him. So is the Drip going to be a good guy or a bad guy? That is the quandary that our turtles find themselves in, and this is a great all-ages comic book. If you've never read it, do yourself a favor and pick it up, because your kids will love it. Our 6-year-old loves this book, as does our 4-year-old. 4-year-old can't read it yet, but he likes the pictures. In books, now this is a book. It's a thick book. DC Super Friends 5-Minute Story Collection. It's a hardcover book from Random House Publishing. You'll probably find this in your comic book store. You'll definitely find it in big warehouse-type stores like Sam's or Costco, things like that. This is neat because of the title on the book, 5-Minute Stories. Boom. They're goodnight stories that boys and girls aged 3 to 7 will love. The older kids can read some of them, and the younger kids can listen to it twice. Enjoy them and not be bored, and parents will love them because they're only 5 minutes long to read. You spell it out with making fun of the pictures of the art, or going deep into the background of what's the Flash doing, what's Wonder Woman doing. You can spell it out to maybe 6 or 7 minutes. It's a great book. It really is. It features 12 easy-to-read stories. Green Lantern's in there, Superman, everybody, all of your DC friends. They're in this. DC Super Friends 5-Minute Story Collection. And this is a book, so you may not find it at your comic book store. Not all of them, anyway. But you'll find it certainly at your big box stores, Sam's, Costco, and of course, any bookstores or online. So we are on Twitter. It's at Daddy Mojo. If you ever want to reach out to us, the email address is Trey, T-R-E-Y, at daddymojo.net. This graphic novel is not one for the kids, per se. It's not that there's anything bad about it. It's just that they're not going to get the humor behind it because it's really sparse. However, some adults are really going to find this book drop-dead funny, and they know this artist's work already. It's Tom Gold. His latest graphic novel is called Moon Cop. Tom is one of the cartoonists who works over at The Guardian, and his cartooning style is very much in line with The Oatmeal. It's very matter-of-fact. It's very funny. It's very droll, very deadpan, and occasionally it is drop-dead hilarious. Moon Cop is not drop-dead hilarious because it's more of kind of a satirical take on modern culture, people, and the way we act. It's a little esoteric, isn't it? So you can tell it's not going to be for everybody, but if you're down with Tom's work that you've seen online, you're going to want to seek this out. It is Moon Cop. We liked it a lot. It was pretty funny. See, I laugh because some of the images and some of the concepts that he has kicking in there are weird and unfortunately very true, but it's very funny. You'll like it. Let's go with a classic now for the kids, shall we? Mickey Mouse. Now, this is a golden book that has been re-released from the 1950s. Boom. How you like that? What is that? Doom, doom, doom. 60 years later, almost, Mickey Mouse and his spaceship. Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck take a trip to the moon, then come back to the Earth. It's that funny. These golden books are great for kids aged 2 to 6. Again, the older kids can read it. The younger kids like it because it has a golden book for any interest that you have. And parents will like golden books because they're cheap. They're only $5. And it's a proper book. It's longer than a goodnight book, per se. In other words, it's not going to take 5 minutes to read. It'll take maybe 10 to 13 minutes to read. But they're all pretty fun stuff. We still have some of our golden books when we were a kid, and odds are, parents, you do also. It's Mickey Mouse and His Spaceship, a little golden book. And this is a reprint from the original book back in the early 50s. Comic time. One of the best comics that we love now is Invader Zim. Issue number 13 is out this week. Great series. If you've seen the show on Nickelodeon, it's right in line with that. If you haven't, don't worry. You'll like Invader Zim. It's a story about a clumsy alien trying to take over the Earth and how he fails magnificently. Great comic book. It's from Oni Press, Invader Zim. And with the holidays, the segment, the quarter of holidays, we call them, that period from Halloween to Christmas, Mazel Tov. The Halloween books are out right now, and this is one of the first ones. It's Adventure Time 2016 Spooktacular number 1. Adventure Time puts out some of the best all-age comic books out there. Your kids know the show. The comic book is as funny, and it's probably a little easier to grasp because kids can back up and reread it or look at the picture, and they're not going to be so lost because the television show just kind of goes at a breakneck speed. And if you miss a joke or you miss a pun or you miss a setting, you're not really sure what's going on. Not the case here with Adventure Time 2016 Spooktacular. The good news on these is that they're thicker issues. They pack a lot of fun and laughs into them because they are the seasonal spooktaculars. The bummer is that they cost a little more. In this case, the retail price is $8, $7.99. However, for a super special treat, or if your kids love Adventure Time, you'll want to check that out. Adventure Time 2016 Spooktacular number 1 is out. And next week, we've got some really cool news. Remember those mini comics that you can give out for Halloween that cost like 15 to 20 cents each? Something like that? I forget the price. I'm going to preview all of those next week, and they're going to be fabulous. We always buy about 3 or 4 packs, give them out to our children's classes just for random presents, and to any of the kids the trick-or-treat. That's coming up next week.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.